basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyce and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolay Bank. Also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cards, Mark Halverson.
WOGO, your sports station. Thank you, Greg Stewart, Mark Halverson, and Chi High senior Jackson Boland. You know him from football. Caleb Swenson with the live stream on the new WOGO Sports YouTube channel, and we're glad to have you with us as it's 0-21 Chi High against 14-8 Prescott tonight, the Cardinals versus the Cardinals. And Jackson, Chi High comes in here, a very impressive showing. I heard a lot of buzz about it, about the loss to Marshfield last Saturday, but more recently, 64-35 loss to Menominee last night. I think you were here for that one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tough night for the Cards.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of a hard game. They fought really hard in the first half of the game. I mean, the game was really close all around. I mean, Cards were in it. They're playing good defense. They're getting their layups. They're getting rebounds. They're playing very aggressive, and that's what you like to see out of the Cards, and that's what they do best. But it just came in the second half of the game. They started letting off the brakes and letting off the gas a little bit, and it just from there it just went south for them. I mean, Menominee started scoring. They started doing the little things right, and eventually the game just kind of took off, and they were falling back in the lead.
So, Chaha, obviously the bottom of the BRC at 0-13, a conference won by Memorial last night, and the Memorial girls also, like the boys, going undefeated in conference, winning it there. So congratulations to the Aves and the boys and girls side. Meanwhile, Prescott comes in the middle border. They're second in the conference at 9-4 behind 11-2 Osceola, but they've lost their last couple of games at Amory and to Baldwin-Woodville, teams below them in the conference, and things you'll hear Coach Nick Johnson talk about when we hear from him in 2 minutes. It's the Cardinal Countdown pregame show on a Saturday night. We're enjoying the fact that, hey, we're getting basketball earlier. This followed a gymnastics meet from earlier today. The Chi-High finished second, but they were down a couple of gymnasts. Congratulations to the Memorial North Combine team that won things there in the conference meet. We'll take a break back in 2 minutes with head coach Nick Johnson of Prescott on WOGO and also our live video stream on the new WOGO Sports YouTube channel.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
In the deep left corner, Chafee. She goes left baseline, puts up the shot, and good. And Chafee, it's another one.
Peeled off a wall by Lindstrom, and she'll head it back for
Marley Biscuit and win it! Oh, the Sabres have tied it up on the shot by Biscuit.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Cardinal Countdown on FM 103.1, AM 680, Wogo.com, and the live video stream on the new WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Nick Johnson, now head coach of Prescott. And, Coach, you guys coming in here overall. Give me your perspective on the season as we wind down here.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of been an up-and-down season for us, kind of a roller coaster. But we've played a very tough schedule. Our conference is very competitive. It seems like any night anyone can knock out anybody, knock off anybody. So, like I said, we're a fairly young team. We're still trying to figure things out this late in the season, but we go through spurts where we play really well, then we go through spurts where we don't, and those are the games we seem to lose. And so, again, we got some talented players, and like I said, we try to play a 36-minute game, and that's our goal every night.
As I look at, you know, it's your more recent, I mean, second in the middle border, 9-4, and yet your two most recent games losing to teams below you in the conference in Amory and Baldwin Woods.
Yeah, kind of disappointing, especially, you know, going into those games where we still have a shot at the conference championship. We weren't knocked off yet, but those games kind of knocked us off in those games. Then, you know, a high seed in our bracket. So those are kind of disappointing losses, but hopefully we learn from them, take some stuff from them. Again, we just didn't play well in either one of those games. And like I said, I mentioned before, you don't play well in our conference, and it seems like a lot of areas, teams around here, we've got a lot of good teams. If you don't play well, you're going to get beat.
Still, I think I look at you guys, 427 students, so about 1,000 less than Chippewa. Chippewa's a Division I, you're Division III, and a lot of schools you play are probably, you know, Division II at least. And so you got to say that Prescott does play beyond your student enrollment.
Yeah, that's our goal every year. We try to challenge ourselves to play a really tough schedule. We are the smallest school in our conference, you know, and then to go outside of our conference, we play Holman, we play River Falls, we play Hastings across the river, who's four or five times bigger than ours. So, and then if we go to play Division IV teams, they're really good Division IV teams. So we've always just been building to really challenge us non-conference. And this schedule, again, we're 14-8, but up and down one of the toughest schedules I've been a part of. I've been doing it for 14 years, and it's just like there's just no gimmies. There's no games you walk into and say we should win that game handily, and it just seems like every night it's a grind for us. And I credit that to a lot of good teams in our area.
Is that a mindset of the city? Is that a mindset of the school? That mindset that says, hey, we're going to play bigger and better than you'd expect for a school of 427.
You know, we've been very successful the last several years. We've had great players. We've been very fortunate with the players we've had. And I just think going out and playing big schools and better teams is going to do us more than playing the smaller teams and the teams that aren't very successful. So we just, again, challenge our kids and just to get more out of it playing really good teams and bigger schools. And that's what we've done now for several years to really, really challenge our kids.
Nick Johnson, the head coach of Prescott. In a minute, we'll hear from Cardinal head coach Jason Prue as Cardinal Countdown continues on this Saturday night.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
On a Saturday night here on FM 103.1 AM 680 Wogo.com and the new video stream on the new WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Head coach Jason Prue and coach head of this game Prescott tonight. I was away last week, but Caleb Swenson calling that Marshfield game. If
fact, Tim Peterson didn't even get me tonight. He's like, "Oh man, that was a great game." That a lot of still buzz a week later about that.
Yeah, that was fun. It was a lot of fun. We came out, we competed. We had him on the ropes. We had him. We were down two with under a minute left, and it was exciting to be in that position. And our guys were pretty proud of themselves.
And last night, from what I'm hearing, at least the first half of the Menominee game was pretty positive as well.
Yeah, again, another one. We started really well. They took a couple early timeouts. We did some really good things offensively, really good things defensively. Went into half down by four, and then the second half we just went cold, and they went post to post with their 6'5" and 6'7" kid, and we battled as much as we could. But when we're not making shots, and then they have the height advantage, it was hard to keep up.
Coach, I've been doing this for a long time, and I remember when the season was 20 games. It's now 24. You got three games to go, but so it's a long season, but the one in front of you tonight is Prescott. What about them?
Yeah, they're a really well-coached team. They made it to state last year. They've had a very rich tradition of success, and they shoot the ball really well. They're really disciplined. Defensively, and it's going to be a tough one for us, but we're excited to get out there and play, and it's senior night, and we're excited to play for Colin.
Absolutely, yeah, that lone senior. And talk just a bit about Colin. Maybe we'll catch some more from you in the postgame about him, but what a great kid.
He's a great kid. He's an awesome kid. I've known him since he was 5 years old, and I just think the world of him. He's going to he's already impacting the people around him, and he's going to continue to do that for the rest of his life.
All right, Coach, we'll look forward to talking afterwards. Good luck. We wish you the best.
All right, thank you.
And that's head coach Jason Prue in our Cardinal Countdown pregame. Back in a minute here on WOGO with the Tyson Ford Keys to the Game and our live video stream all night long on WOGO Sports YouTube channel.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Mark Howerson and Jackson Boland back here atop the bleachers at midcourt. Chi-High getting ready for Prescott. The Cards looking for that first win of the year against the other Cards. It's time now for the Tyson Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Tyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. One thing you're going to talk a lot about, Jackson, is the fact that Kobe Russell is their leading scorer at 17.2 a game. He has a bad ankle. Coach Nick Johnson didn't know if he was going to play, but I told that to Coach Prue, and he said, "I saw him shooting out there in Crocs. They think he will go." So what are your thoughts on the keys to this game?
Honestly, if it's anything like our last game against Menominee, I mean, as long as the Cards play good, strong defense, you know, stay up and close to him, you know, put some pressure on him, I think they'll do just fine in containing him.
Yeah, and so hopefully that is the case. He stands out as the leading scorer on either team, Owen Munson at 10.4, the Cards. I always like to go with kind of the Bo Ryan, Dick Bennett recipe, which was limit your turnovers, play good defense, take good shots. But that brings up the Badger pain of today's loss, the 17-point blown lead, losing at home in overtime to Oregon. That does it for the Tyson Ford Keys to the Game. Brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Tyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. It's Chi-High and Prescott, the Cards at the bottom of the Big Rivers Conference, 0-13 in conference, 0-21 overall. But Prescott coming in second in the middle border at 9-4 in conference and 14-8 overall. And as we mentioned earlier, congratulations to the Memorial boys and girls. They had a doubleheader event last night and beating North in both girls and boys action, winning the conference in an undefeated style for both. We'll take our, it's senior night here, and we mentioned earlier that Colin Nichols, the lone senior for the Cards, and he'll be recognized tonight. In fact, some of that is going on right now. Let's try to listen.
Big Rivers Conference in Chippewa Falls High School. at education-based athletic contests. Please help foster the spirit of good sportsmanship by appreciating the efforts of both teams, the coaches, and the officials in tonight's contest in a positive manner. And in the event of an emergency, our AED is located in the main entrance hallway in a white box on the wall. And now we turn our attention to Senior Night, where we honor one of our own, a true Cardinal, Colin Nichols. It's always a bittersweet moment, Senior Night, a time for reflection, a time to celebrate. And tonight, there is immense pride as we look back on Colin's journey with this program. For the past 4 years, Colin has been the embodiment of everything we strive for here. He's not just been a player on the roster, he's been a shining example. An example of what hard work, determination, and a truly positive attitude can accomplish. It's with a touch of sadness that we see him move on, but that sadness is far outweighed by the immense pride we feel for the young man he's become. As Colin prepares to step into his next chapter, know that he carries with him the unwavering support and best wishes of everyone here. We have absolutely no doubt that his drive and his character will lead him to success in whatever he chooses to pursue. Colin, on behalf of the entire Cardinal family, thank you. Thank you for your commitment, thank you for your leadership, and thank you for being a true Cardinal.
The 6'5 senior recognized here on Senior Night here on WOGO, and the video screen showing some things. And Jackson, obviously you mentioned earlier you know him. We'll hear more your thoughts as the night unfolds as well here on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, Royal's 4.25% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 2/1/25. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome to the Bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Halverson, Jackson Bolin, Caleb Swenson providing the video stream on the new WOGO Sports YouTube channel as we get you set for the starting lineups in tonight's contest. And it looks like the questions have been answered. 6'1 junior Kobe Russell, averaging 17.2 a game, does get the starting nod, as the Shanghai coaches were right in anticipating. 6' junior number 2, averaging 8.6 a game, Max Monteith. He is joined by 5'10 senior number 4, averaging 2.5 a game, Barrett Temmers. Also averaging 9.2 a game, number 11, a 6' senior, Teddy Burnick. And rounding out the starting lineup for Prescott tonight, Emmett Otto, a 6-foot sophomore, averaging 9.7 a game, number 22. Nick Johnson is the head coach of Prescott. Meanwhile, your Chippewa Falls Cardinals, no surprise, 6'5 senior, 0, averaging 8 a game, Colin Nichols. He's joined by the 5'10 freshman, number 1, averaging 6.8 a game, Kobe Twyman. Also for the Cards, they go with 6'2 sophomore, the leading scorer at 10.4 a game, number 2, Owen Munson. Also for the Cardinals in the starting lineup, 5'11 junior, averaging 5.8 a game, Grant Von Hayden. And rounding out the starting lineup, the 6'5 junior, averaging 3.8 a game, number 21, Conrad Gebauer. And Chippewa Falls coached by Jason Prue. We'll have two 18-minute halves. If we need overtime, it'll be 4 minutes per session. Prescott dressed in the black road uniforms with the, help me out on the color here for the
I think that's maroon, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's maroon, red, or
maroon,
it's
yeah, maroon, I think so, right. So the black uniforms, maroon numerals and lettering and some white trim, and Chahai with the home white with the red numerals and lettering and some red trim, and we're about ready to go. And we're underway, and Chahai wins the tap, going left to right. So underway here on this Saturday night, Grant Von Hayden across the timeline and getting it out on top now against the man-to-man defense for Prescott. And Von Hayden calling again a very competitive game for the Cards against a highly thought of Marshfield team that some say could even get to state. And there's the double clutch, and it doesn't quite fall for Munson, but he's fouled in the process with 17:37 to go. Just underway here in the first half. And the foul going on number 2, Max Monteith. First personal, first team foul. And it brings Munson to the line where he's an 81% free throw shooter and hits the first. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics, Northwestern Bank. Second one from Munson, and the Cards out to a 2-0 lead. Prescott, a Division III team, about 1,000 less students than Chahai, but very competitive, made it to state last year. There's the steal. Down to the other end. There's the shot in the lane. No good. Missed that time by Gebauer, and Prescott out of there with it. Penetration left baseline, a little floater up, and it pops out of there. No good for Burnick. And it goes the other way for the Cards. And on the outside, Nichols looking to get it down low. They kick it out to Von Hayden. Gets it over onto the right side. Jump shot on the way. Off the rim. No good. Missed that time by Munson. And Prescott limits the Cards to one shot. Taking it in and missing the shot and drawing the foul, Kobe Russell, their leading scorer, the 6'1 junior. And he'll be helped up now. 1 minute.
A little slow to get up there.
Yeah. And the Cardinal player, and Russell is to the free throw line, but it looks like Grant Von Hayden is a little bit, again, his right leg wrapped already and trying to decide if he's good enough to keep going here or not. As the foul was on Von Hayden, his first and the first in the Cards as a team, leading it 2-0 just underway on this Saturday night.
Seems like they're going to sub him out.
Second one, first free throw is good for Russell. Leading scorer at over 17 a game. And, in fact, it drops off there. He's their only double-digit scorer. So you've got Otto at 9.7 and Burnick at 9.2 and Monteith at 8.6. Misses the second free throw and the rebound down to Colin Nichols. So the Cards now. Kobe Twyman. Hesitation dribble gets it on the outside. Into the contest, Cale Dillenbeck for the Cardinals in place of Von Hayden. Took that foul, and Nichols out on top. Gets it to Twyman. Kobe, bounce pass down low. Spin move in the paint, but not choosing to shoot. Gebauer gets it out on top to Dillenbeck. He'll drive right baseline, pull up, bounce pass down low to Nichols. Has it stripped away. Cardinals first turnover. And at the other end, Prescott turning it over for the second time tonight. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their great team are ready to serve you on County Highway I in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. All right, so again, opportunity here for the Cards. 2-1 game here. And on the outside, Munson behind that three-point line. Twyman bounce pass down low, trying to post up Gebauer, and stolen away by Prescott. Cardinals' second turnover on back-to-back possessions. Cardinals for Prescott racing down the floor. Missing the shot from the outside is Barrett Temmers. Chahai down with the rebound. Comes away to Munson.
Both teams playing very strong D so far at the start of this game.
Twyman has not taken a shot yet. He cross-courts a pass to Munson. Munson going left baseline and kicks it out on the right side. Dillon back open for three. Kale
nails it.
And the Cars go up 5-1. So 5-1 Chippewa. And Kale Dillon back delivering that three-pointer off the bench for Chahai. And the left-hander looking to answer from the corner. Monteith no good. And with the rebound for the Cardinals, it's Gebauer. So the Cards chance to build on a four-point lead now as they bring it left to right. Twyman, the freshman, driving into the paint. Between two defenders, draws the foul and stops the clock with 15:06 to go first half. Nick Johnson with his hand in his face. I apparently didn't like the call there, Jackson.
I don't think so. He's kind of complaining a little bit to the ref there, saying, oh, he didn't like that call at all.
And it goes on Teddy Burnick, the 6-foot senior, first personal, second team, and the first free throw is good for Twyman. Fine free throw shooter at 82% coming in. Cardinals to a 6-1 lead. This seems to be in line with the top-notch basketball from last Saturday from the Cards. Twyman misses the second one, and the rebound coming down to Prescott. They work it to the other end. They've missed a couple of threes from that right corner. Whistle and a foul is going to go on Nichols. His first here on senior night. So you say you and Colin are good buddies.
Yeah, I'm in multiple classes with him. He's on our football team. He's one of the stars on our football team. He's all around just a great leader on the field and off the field.
He wants to get into the sports broadcasting, as you've mentioned an interest in.
Oh, yeah. Both of us both found a passion last year for it, and we just love doing it. And here we are now. I'm on WOGO, and he's got some opportunities elsewhere to go do.
He joined us a bit on a broadcast a year ago. Burnick misses the three-point range, and the Cardinals with it to the other end. Twyman in the deep right corner on top to Nichols. 14:40 to go here first half. Colin backs things out, slows it down, and kicks it into the deep left corner. Twyman's shot is good, and the Cardinals lead it 9-1.
Wow, what a shot by Twyman.
He is such a fun player.
Absolutely. When he's hot, man. You need to not miss.
He came in shooting 41% from three.
Oh, yeah.
And there's the missed shot, but the rebound down to Kobe Russell. And the Cards tying it up there. And it was Owen Munson tying him up in the possession arrow. It's going to stay Prescott ball, but again, it gains that arrow for the Cards in the future. And you can sense that growing confidence and aggressiveness for the Cards, don't you think?
Just like we talked about in the pregame, I mean, all they need is being aggressive on defense, and it's going to go good.
There's the missed three-pointer from the deep left corner, and then the offensive rebound, though, coming away to 22 Otto after the miss by Monteith. And Emmett Otto, the 6-foot sophomore, goes to the free throw line after the foul on Dillon Beck, his first and the third for the Cards as a team. And the free throw is up and good by 22 Otto. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, American Marine is the perfect vessel waiting for you. Second free throw no good. And rebounded down by Gebauer. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Cardinals 9-2 lead here as Prescott's been 1-for-2 twice at the free throw line, and Nichols can't quite hit the three to go with a couple of his teammates on senior night. He would have loved that one. His percentage, I think, about 33% from long range, and there they get their first three. Barrett Temmers, their first field goal, makes it a 9-5 game as the Cards come back the other end. Nichols, high right post, picked up defensively by Monteith. Down low, working a down low basket, not quite good, but again, while he didn't get the hoop there, Gebauer at 6'5", again, he's just a junior, and there's that growing confidence you can feel here as we head toward the end of the season.
Absolutely. I mean, at the start of the season, I think they lacked just a little bit of confidence in themselves, being a little bit younger squad, not having a lot of senior leadership. But I think Colin, the upper juniors, and I think the sophomores and one freshman on the team, I think they finally stepped up this second half of the season to push themselves through.
Gebauer, a 53% free throw shooter, missed the first, but it was in the act of shooting. He'll get two. The second one is out. On the money, a whistle, and apparently a lane violation. Yeah, let's see. Gave him the point. So Gebauer gets the free throw after missing the first one. It's a 10-5 game. So 13:25 left here in the first half. The Cardinals in a zone defense here against Prescott, and the ball knocked away and recovered by the Cardinal Press. I can't say the Cardinals because they're both the Cardinals. There's a missed shot, and the ball goes out of bounds. It'll stay Prescott ball with 13:11 left here first half. So it's been a very good and exciting and fun first 5 minutes, Jackson.
Absolutely. Very, very defensive game so far. I mean, both teams playing very, very good defense all around. I mean, not a lot of shot opportunities for them to make.
We've seen a couple of threes from Twyman and also Dylan Beck for Chippewa Falls, and Nichols had a close one that didn't quite go for him. 10-5 our score right now. Shahai in front. There's the deflected pass and held on to by Prescott. And there's the double team and an open shooter out on top, and he missed the shot. Number four, Barrett Temmers, and so the Cards out of there with it. Led by as many as seven at 9-2. Grant Von Hayden, good to see he's back into the contest as Nichols out on top. Gets it to Gebauer. Working it right side to Kalinske in off the bench for Coach Jason Prue. One senior, so everybody else back from last year. So think of this as a big learning journey. Kalinske goes right baseline, and again, that big frame of his, and he draws the foul. Cards doing a great job drawing the fouls tonight.
Absolutely. They did a very good job of that last night as well against Menominee. They drew a lot of fouls, and they allowed their free throws, which helped them gain that lead against Menominee.
Ian Miller, the 6'1 junior, number 10, gets his first personal and fourth team foul with 12:23 left first half. Kalinske's first free throw off the mark. Connor is a 59% free throw shooter on the year. Could tell you that Chippewa Falls came in. Both teams shoot below the percentage of their opponents. Chahaya 61% at the line, their opponents 66, and it was about that 60 and 67 for Prescott. So both teams close to each other from the line, but hopefully O'Connor can have more success on this second one, looking for his first point of the night. 6'2 junior. And the second one off the mark as well, hit the front iron. So, all right. Missed opportunity for the Cards. They still have doubled up Prescott early on here, leading at 10-5. As there's the outside, the three-point shot from Emmett Otto. And so Emmett Otto drains the net, and he's got himself 4 points on the night. Across the timeline, Von Hayden in a 10-8 game now. So the Cardinal lead from 7-2. Dylan Beck out on top. Works it down the lane, all the way down, and spins it in. Dylan Beck for the two, and the Cards go up 12-8. Nice job by Kale to extend that lead back to four for Chippewa Falls. And now the Cardinals trying to dig in on the defensive end. Not give open shots, and there's the air ball miss from Emmett Otto and Colin Nichols, the senior, with the rebound.
And there's the student section getting into it already.
Good to see. Grant Von Hayden out on top. Boy, great contest here tonight. And boy, do we have some good matchups for you coming up with Chi-High at Oakland Memorial Hockey, 6:35 on Tuesday night. And kickoff into the corner. And, of course, here on FM 103.1 AM 680Wilbur.com and the live video stream on our new WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Nichols in the left corner, air ball, and Dylan Beck trying to save it. Can't quite do it, out of bounds. But, well, I'll tell you what, 7 minutes in, Jackson, you got to love what you're seeing from the Cards, who lead it 12-8 over Prescott.
Absolutely. I mean, both teams are showing great defensive effort and offensive effort. But it seems Cards still hanging out with a little bit of a lead here. See if they can keep that up.
All right, so now Prescott working against, and there's an errant pass out of bounds. So their first turnover in a long time, and their third turnover of the night. And so the Chi-High defense creating a miscue with 10:49 to go here first half. 12-8 Chi-High advantage. Grant Von Hayden get it across the timeline for the Cards. And Prescott still in the man-to-man, driving Dylan Beck. Finds Munson. Munson across the paint. Gets it to Kalinske outside the three-point line. Nichols in the deep left corner. The young freshman, Kobe Twyman, on the bench right now for Chippewa. On top, Dylan Beck. Again, you can see these underclassmen and the growth and development that they've had throughout the season. And sometimes you can look at the record and know the success, the victory hasn't been there, but maybe it can come tonight. Working down low and missing the shot, Kalinske fights for the rebound, and Prescott came away with it. And Kalinske is going to get called with a foul as Ian Miller fell to the ground, and he's taking a second to come up, and Coach Nick Johnson could come over and tend to him. And it looks like he maybe got poked in the eye.
Yeah, I think I hit in the face a little bit. fend for the ball underneath.
And so Connor Kalinske, first personal and the fourth team foul on the Cards. Gives us time to say Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. All right, well, he is up, Ian Miller. And again, kind of holding his eye. Again, we're talking about that exciting contest we've got for you as the teams are huddling here. It was more of an injury timeout, and the refs are corralling them back. But again, Chihaya, what a week for them, right? The Wednesday night win was one thing, and then Thursday going to Stevens Point, back-to-back days. They win 4-1, give Stevens Point their first loss of the season. And I'm hearing that there were text messages from all over the state to head coach Matt Luckwitz.
It was a crazy game, I will say that. Yeah. Watching those two go after they lost 8-0 or 8-1 the game before.
And the missed shot, and then fighting for the rebound, and the Cards come out of it into the four quarters. We approach the midway point of this first half. Chai leading it 12-8 with the ball, and a four-point lead that led by as many as seven. 9 minutes is the midway point of the half. And, good penetration from Dellenbeck. He drew a double team, lost the ball out of bounds, and said, hey, what gives? And so a Chai turnover there. So we're at three apiece unofficially, 9:35 to go here, first half. And nobody's needed to take a timeout. So saving goes, and a deflected pass by Dellenbeck out on top, forcing the Prescott turnover. The Cards into the forecourt, shot put up, and a charging foul called on Chippewa. And that is going to go on Owen Munson. And for Munson, his first personal, fifth team foul on the Cards with 9:23 left here, first half. 12-8, Chi-Hi lead. There's a high dribble and almost a carry, one would think. In the deep left corner, it's drained by number 14, Jackson Matzek. So Matzek gets his first points, and now it's a one-point game at 12-11. On the outside, Dellenbeck. Kale, a 6'3 sophomore, just a sophomore. He's going to be a good one. Ball knocked out of bounds. That's the thing, you know, kind of paying the price of youth. We got some green bananas this year, but, I mean, when you look at Kobe as a freshman and how good he's played and some of these guys, their development, hey, only, you know, as much as we love and appreciate Colin, then there's the bounce pass and that's feed and 2 points for Colin Kalinske.
The future does look bright with Chihai, I will say that, this young team.
Connor Kalinske makes it a 14-11 game. For Chippewa. Into the deep right corner now. Prescott, a three-pointer away from tying, and there's the shot from their leading scorer, Kobe Russell, and he drains in his first field goal of the night. Ties it at 14. It's our first tie of the evening. Cardinals had led by seven at 9-2. 8:25 left first half. Munson, left baseline. And extended dribble, gets it on the outside. They work it to Kalinske. On top, Von Hayden. Von Hayden looks around, right corner to Nichols. Collin, bounce pass down low. Munson, contact over Kobe Russell, draws the foul. And Russell gets his first personal, sixth team foul, with 8:09 left first half, tied at 14. And again, Munson, a 81% free throw shooter. It's helped him get to that 10.4 points a game. First one is good. And he hit his two earlier. And so Kalinske and Dellenbeck will check out, and Twyman and also Gebauer check back for the Cards to join Nichols and Von Hayden and Munson, and also Kobe Russell will check back out in favor of Barrett Temmers, 5'10 senior for Prescott, with 8:09 left in the half here. Second free throw for Munson is off the mark, no good. Still 75% from the line tonight and 81% for the season. Well above the team average. Cardinal lead by one, 15-14. Prescott looking for their first lead of the evening. Cards have led throughout, 2-0, 5-1, 9-1. I guess I was wrong. 9-1 was their biggest lead of the game at 8 points earlier. Bounce pass down low into the paint. Prescott gets the lead. As the basket inside, Barrett Temmers now has five. So that's our first lead change of the evening, and the Cards look to get it back here. Nichols up on top. They work into the corner. Twyman open for three, and the Cards get the lead back at 18-16.
Just a great shot by Twyman again.
And Kobe's second made three of the evening.
Two for two, I believe.
Yep. And he's, both of them have been from the left corner, actually, too. So
I think he found his spot down there.
Yeah. It was interesting to watch the three-point shooting competition last week. And Tyler Hero played his high school ball in Wisconsin. And Whitnall, I want to say, in southeastern Wisconsin, won it from the Miami Heat. And a missed shot on the drive that time from Russell. And the Cards come away with it, trying to build in that two-point lead with 6:50 left here, first half. Nichols, Twyman, a long three. Kobe off the mark, no good. And knocked out of bounds. And last touch by Gebauer. But that was out of the left corner. He thought he'd try himself on the left wing a little bit. That, I don't know about you as a shooter in basketball. I think that feels to me like a tougher shot. I always like the corner.
I know. I always like up front. I can always go for the bank because the bank's always open. As Adam Sandler likes to say.
Yeah, there you go. 6:37 left first half. Cardinals at a two-point lead. Chippewa Falls, that is. We got Cardinals versus Cardinals tonight. High pass, near steal, and yes, it is. A Prescott turnover. Cards come to the other end and then stolen back away by Kobe Russell. And here comes Prescott as they bring it right to left for the lead. The three-pointer rattles out of there. No good. Missed by Monteith. Cards with it. Nichols ahead to Von Hayden. Back to Collin. On top to Grant. Works it right side to Kobe. Bounce pass down low. Gebauer. Gebauer. And he'll spin back. He's double-teamed and he traveled, I believe. Looks like he moved his pivot foot. And that is the call. So the Cardinals with a turnover there. Five for each team. Again, not too bad considering we've played 12 minutes already. Hey, let me tell you, if you'd like to be a part of the WOGO sports team, we'd love to have you working in audio and video production for high school sports. Apply today for an immediate part-time position with flexible hours. Contact Greg Stewart, WOGO sports director, gstewart at wib.com, or call 715-723-1037. We'll continue. Got a postseason for hockey and basketball, but then obviously you're looking forward to baseball and softball in the spring. And Russell with the two-pointer down low ties the game at 18, our second tie of the night. And Von Hayden into the forecourt. 5:40 left here first half. It's been a terrific first half. Von Hayden right baseline. Boy, he had a little opportunity, I thought, Jackson, didn't he? He could have gone right in there.
I thought he was going to go for the point.
Yeah, and there's a deflected pass. Nichols down low for two, and the Cards get the lead back at 20-18.
Maybe him going for it wasn't so good after all. Maybe.
Well, it worked.
Yeah, he absolutely did.
And our beloved senior got his first hoop of the night. And Kobe Russell tries to answer and scores at the other end. You can see where, no question why this guy's their leading scorer, huh?
Absolutely. He's dominant on defense and on offense, driving to that net.
And a very tight game with three ties and two lead changes. And Von Hayden out on top. Deflected pass, and they steal it away. Kobe Russell out of there with it. And Prescott, you can sense the seriousness for them has increased, this 14-8 team. And boy, he takes it down the middle for two more. And he's got himself a total of 10 points.
Kyle hit the double digits with 4 minutes left in the game.
And he's getting these consecutive baskets now. As the lead back to two, and we've got ourselves our third lead change. Von Hayden out on top, works it left side to Nichols. Inside of 4.5 left first half. There's good movement down low, up and in by Gebauer, and the Cards tie it up again.
Good effort by Gebauer down there.
22 apiece. And Gebauer beautifully done that time. A lot of highlights during halftime here on WOJL that we look forward to bringing to you. And draining a three is Max Monteith from far out on the right wing, his first hoop of the night. Giving the lead back at after the tie at 25-22 with 3:50 left here, first half. Twyman hit a couple of threes already for the Cardinals. Kobe, and this is deflected, and it's a Chahai turnover there, seven. Plays tough here the rest of the half. There's Kobe Russell, and he drains another one. Wow. He is really showing his ability. The 6'1 junior Russell gives the biggest lead of the night to Prescott at 6 at 28-22. I'm going to play strong here until the half, the final 3:20. There's the drive from Von Hayden. He stops on the right baseline, puts up a tough shot. Rebound, Chippewa Falls, and a whistle and a foul, and a great job by Gebauer. Well, Kobe Russell has single-handedly kind of taken the this over and turned the tide Prescott's way, don't you think?
I completely agree. I mean, he's been literally consecutive points nonstop here.
It wasn't that long ago we got his first field goals, a three, and then he had three more twos and another three as Gebauer hits his first
free throw. Right now.
Yeah. The foul, by the way, was on Max Monteith, his second. We'll get some substitutions. Twyman and Munson checking out for the Cards. It'll be Nichols, Von Hayden, Gebauer, Kalinske, and Dylan Beck for Coach Prue. Gebauer's second free throw is around and in. So a four-point game now as Conrad hits both of those. Final 3:10 of the half as Prescott. Into the deep right corner. There's the shot off the rim. A little short for Teddy Burnick and the Cards. Colin Nichols with the rebound. Well, that was a big miss now and a chance for the Cards to cut into that four-point lead. Had been six. And Dylan Beck pass into the right corner. Nichols tries to get the bounce pass to Dylan Beck, and it was knocked off of a Prescott player and out of bounds. And Shahai will keep it inbounding in the far left corner. As Owen Munson is going to check back in for Conrad Gebauer. 2:48 left here in the first half. And Grant Von Hayden now setting the offense for the Cards with Kalinske back in off the bench on top to Munson and trying to reach into the cookie jar and steal it away was Max Monteith. Dylan Beck going to drive into the paint, thought he saw a seam, then kicks it back out to number two, Owen Munson. Munson in that deep right corner. Holding the ball here. Deliberate possession here for the Cards. Waiting for a good shot. Have not had one yet. Kalinske on top on Hayden. 2:15 now left in the half. Cards down 28-24. Led most of this first half on senior night. It's also towel giveaway night. Folks at Home Tech sponsoring that. And there's a steal. And again, the unfortunate thing, they held it a long time, but never got a shot off.
Never took a chance at a shot anywhere.
And there's the shot coming up short from Monteith. And then the Cards out of there with a rebound. And we're going to see a whistle and a foul on 22. Emmett Otto, his first and the seventh. Number two. Okay, my apologies. I thought it was 22. Number two. So Max Monteith gets his third. It's the seventh team foul. And it's the bonus now. Owen Munson gets the 1-1. 1:54 left in the half. Here on WDOGO and the live video stream on our WDOGO Sports YouTube channel. And the first one good for Munson. 81% free throw shooter. And he's 4 out of 5 of the night. 28-25. So the importance of free throws showing up for the Cards as Munson hits them both. And the Cards have gone from 6 down to 2 down. And now look out for Kobe Russell. Boy, he got 12 points in a hurry. And bringing Prescott back. And the three-pointer is good by Emmett Otto, his second trifecta of the night, boosting the lead back to 5 at 31-26 for Prescott.
Seems that the Cards have now double-teamed Kobe Russell down in their zone.
So Chippewa inside of a minute and a half left here in the first half. And Nichols finds Kalinske, whistle and a foul, and Connor knocked to the floor, and he's going to be okay. 1:24 left here in the first half, and a good chance to say fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom. Dave Check in the Check Law Office making you part of the team. Kalinske back to the line, and he's 0 for 2 on the night so far. First one is up and good. 59% free throw shooter on the season. Foul was on Barrett Temmers. Second personal, 8th team foul on Prescott to just 5 for the Cards. Chai has really played well in this first half. Don't you think, Jackson?
Absolutely. I would agree with you. Yeah. They're playing very strong defense, very good offense.
Kalinske hits them both. And, again, it's back to a three-point game at 31-28. Prescott. Deflected pass and the steal. Nice job by Colin Nichols down low. Sixth turnover for Prescott. Cardinals at the other end. Von Hayden. He'll drive into the lane. And then step back out. Covered aggressively, defensively out there by number 10, Ian Miller. And the Cards want a timeout. We'll take a break as well on WDOGO. Back in 30.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
31-28 Prescott leading here on WDOGO, our, not only here on FM 103.1 and WOGO.com, but the live video stream on our new WDOGO Sports YouTube channel. And no messing around. It's 30 seconds, and the guys get it right back in. Final minute of the first half now. Cards down three on Hayden, right corner to Kalinske. That was the first timeout called by either team here in this game. Thanks to Gavin Bovey, man in the controls, back at our WOGO studio tonight. Thanks so much, Gavin. And to all of our advertisers for making this broadcast possible. If you got a business, we'd love to have you included here as we head into the postseason. And continue with the postseason. Kalinske shot blocked down low, and Kobe Russell out of there with it for Prescott. Final 28 seconds of the first half. Cardinals try to step up defensively here. Look out for the 6'1 junior Russell, leading the way with 13. And good defense by the Cards, almost forcing a turnover. Prescott has it, and somehow they sneak a basket out of it with Ian Miller, his first two of the half. Gives them a five-point lead at 33-28. Final seconds, get a shot off. They get it off to Kalinske. There's the shot from Munson, and he got
it! What a shot by Munson!
Oh, yes! Owen Munson makes it a two-point game right before the half. We'll take a two-minute timeout when we come back. The second half of basketball here on FM 103.1 and our live video stream on the new WDOGO Sports YouTube channel.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims and all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, behind Burger King in Chippewa Falls. Visit chippewa-auto.com. Meet the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons and take advantage of our in-house financing. American Marine also has the parts and accessories you need to keep you out on the water in the warm summer breeze. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Mark Halverson and Jackson Boland, along with Caleb Swenson, providing the video stream on our new WDOGO Sports YouTube channel. What a first half of basketball. Chahai trailing Prescott 33-31. Just a terrific first half, Jackson.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I mean, both teams played very good defense. Not sure how many takeaways they had. Both teams had the takeaways, but
I had six turnovers for Prescott and eight for Chippewa Falls, so a respectful amount. It was good defense, good offense. It was a lot of fun, great entertainment. Everybody, I think, has already got their money's worth here on. And, hey, there's towels. There's the free towel giveaway, too.
Absolutely. I mean, Home Tech's giving away free towels to the whole student section and all the fans here. I mean, they're out in front by the front doors there when you walk in.
Right.
And I got to say, I mean, it's been a great game so far. Very entertaining game on both sides. Both teams taking advantage of those takeaways that they're getting. Both teams playing very strong and in-your-face type of defense. I mean, that's what you like to see.
And again, in the back of your mind, I mean, Chahai's 0-21. They fought hard against a very good Marshfield team that has state potential last week and came up short by losing by 9. Yeah, it was more of a lopsided score against Menominee here last night, but boy, this would be sweet to win this game heading into the seeding meeting tomorrow, and then, of course, two regular season games to wrap up for Chippewa Falls. Hey, White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. White City Glass. All right, well, let's get to some of the highlights from this first half of action. Let's give it a listen here on WOGO. And here we got five highlights to bring your way. With it to the other end, Twyman in the deep right corner on top to Nichols. 14:40 to go here first half. Collin backs things out, slows it down, and kicks it into the deep left corner. Twyman's shot is good, and the Cardinals lead it 9-1. Across the timeline, Von Hayden in a 10-8 game now. So the Cardinal lead from 7 down to 2. Dylan Beck out on top. Works it down the lane all the way down and spins it in. Dylan Beck for the 2, and the Cards go up 12-8. Here. Nichols. Up on top, they work into the corner. Twyman open for 3, and the Cards get the lead back at 18-60. And Von Hayden into the forecourt. 5:40 left here, first half. It's been a terrific first half. Von Hayden right baseline. Boy, he had a little opportunity, I thought, Jackson, didn't he? He could have gone right in there.
I thought he was going to go for the point.
Yeah, and there's a deflected pass. Nichols down low for 2, and the Cards get the lead back at 20-18. And one final highlight to bring your way from late in the first half for the card, right at the end. In fact, let's give it a listen. Gives them a 5-point lead at 33-28. Final seconds, get a shot off. They get it off to Kalinske. There's the shot from Munson, and he got it!
What a shot by Munson!
Oh, yes! Owen Munson makes it a 2-point game right before the half. And that was a huge way. I mean, rather than 5, you go in down just 2, and a different feel there. And again, stopping Kobe Russell going to be a chief job for the Cards
absolutely.
In the second half.
At the end of the second first half, I think they started double-teaming Kobe Russell up top. Honestly, probably a great idea from Coach Prue. I mean, you got to shut down their best leading scorer. I mean, simple as that. You shut him down, I mean, you shut down the whole Prescott team.
We'll take a 3-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll recap the scoring, individual scoring from half number one. Get ready for half number two here at WOGO Sports and our live video stream on the new WOGO Sports YouTube channel.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
In the deep left corner, Chafee. She goes left baseline, puts up the shot, and good. And Chafee, it's another one.
Peeled off a wall by Lindstrom, and she'll hand it back for
the biscuit and win it!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Burzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Burzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
And Jackson Boland back here at the Birdcage, Chippewa Falls High School, which was home for the BRC gymnastics meet earlier, won by Memorial North. Chai coming in second. 33-31 our halftime score. Individual scoring, Kobe Russell leads the way for Prescott with 13 points, 3 for Max Monteith, 5 for Barrett Temmers, 2 for Ian Miller, 3 for Jackson Matzik, and 7 for Emmett Otto. On the Chai scoring, we're down one basket, so I think you and I haven't been able to quite figured out, but I've got 29 of the 31 here. I can tell you 8 points for Owen Munson with that three at the end, 7 for Kobe Twyman. I had a 2 for Colin Nichols, 3 for Conrad Gabart. What was that?
I think you're right. Yep.
Okay,
right.
5 for Cale Dillenbeck. He had a 3 and a 2. And Connor Kalinske with 4 points in the first half. So we're missing 1 2-point basket somewhere. We'll try to figure that out along the way. All right, but it should be a good one here. Half number two, contact Chippewa Falls State Farm agent Michelle Mua at 715-726-1919 for life, home, car insurance, and more. Michelle and her team treat you like family with unforgettable service and great coverage. Get a free quote now, michellemua.com. That's michellemua.com. All right, second half of basketball, Chai High with it. Cards in those home white uniforms with the black letters, red numerals, and some black and red trim. And a tie-up right away, possession change there as Prescott, they're here to play some serious defense. They've lost two straight, so they're not in a good mood here, Jackson.
They're out for revenge right now, I will say. I will say, losing two games in a row and they're going to come back, have a third game. You feel pretty fired up for that third game, trying to get a win under your belt.
And again, those, and they're down low, and they're, just missing the shot as Ian Miller and the Cards out of there with it. So again, it's a two-point game now. Chai's led by as many as 8, and Prescott's led by as many as 6. Twyman for the lead, off the rim, around, no good. Rebound Miller. So Ian getting busy, the 6'1 junior, as Prescott gets it the other way. Miller going to drive, sees a seam, puts it up left hand, no good. Cards fight for the rebound, Twyman out of there with it. Here
great
comes Kobe.
By Nichols underneath there.
Down the left side, and looking on top to Von Hayden. Kobe left wing gets it back to Gebauer. Inside of 17 minutes to go here, half number two. Chai High trailing at 33-31. Nobody scored in the second half. Gebauer behind the three-point line to Munson. Right corner to Twyman. Colin Nichols on senior night, the Cards' lone senior. And shot put up no good by Gebauer. He had a good position there and just couldn't get it to go. So neither team has scored the first 90 seconds of half number two. They've had opportunities. And there's the 15-footer. No good. Missed by Otto. But Prescott, the rebound and a wide open. Oh, that was way, way too open for Ian Miller after the offensive rebound. So not a good defensive possession for the Cards there. And now Chippewa Falls, an important offensive possession here after giving up that painful offensive rebound follow-up with 16 minutes to go here in half number two. Gabe Bauer behind the three-point line on top to Von Hayden. I know Grant is scoreless on the night for Chippewa Falls. And they're stolen away right out of Kobe Twyman's hands, and laying it up and in is Ian Miller. And he's got both baskets for Prescott in the second half. They match the biggest lead of the game at 37-31. And he just took it right away from him. And maybe that was a bit of a junior to freshman lesson, I guess, just taking it right away. And Munson, a good drive, misses the shot. It was a good drive, but it was a little off balance at the end. And at the other end, look out for Kobe Russell now. And they're going to swing the pass out on top and draining the three. And boy, that's kind of smells like a timeout. See what Coach Prue does. He's going to choose not to as the Cards fall behind by nine. Their biggest deficit of the evening at 40-31. And they will call the timeout. 15:03 left. We're back in a minute on WOGO and a live video stream on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies, they don't take days off, and that's why Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating, call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com. Huge possession for the Cards. Down nine. Munson loses the ball out of bounds, and Chahai, it's a turnover. They're 11th of the night.
Try off to a slow start in the second half of the game so far.
Well, it was a two-point game and at halftime. And Prescott getting it now 7 points here, a 7-0 run to start the second half. And there's a missed shot from three-point range by Temmers. And then a steal in the backcourt by Temmers. He's got in front of the pass. And everything going Prescott's way at the moment. They're trying to get a double-digit lead from the left corner. The shot is off the mark. No good. Missed by Otto, who hit two threes earlier. The Cards with it into the forecourt. Nichols back to Von Hayden to Gabe Bauer. 14:25 left here in regulation. The Cards down 40-31. Haven't scored in the second half. That's 3.5 minutes.
I'm trying to get something going here.
Yeah, who can get him off the snide?
I got my money on Twyman. Shoot a good three, get the Chahai back in this game.
That would be nice. You're thinking freshman. And nearly trying to steal it away from him again. There was Barrett Temmers, and Von Hayden was open. He'll drive into the lane. Contact, puts up the shot, no good. Gabe Bauer's hands on the rebound, recovers it, falling out of bounds, throws it to Munson. Munson's going to kick it in the left corner. Nichols an open three, off the front iron, no. Rebound comes away to Prescott, number 10, Ian Miller, who stepped up huge here in the second half. 40-31 Prescott lead. As a Chi High fan, we don't want to see that lead grow into double digits. And Kobe Russell, and Honey comes out, no good. Oh, the Chi High gets a big opportunity on that missed shot as a couple of guys head to the scorer's table for Chippewa Falls. Von Hayden driving on right side on top to Twyman. Gets it to Gabe Bauer. Cards still scoreless in half number two for almost 5 minutes now. It's a long time to be in the freezer.
Oh, yeah.
Nichols pass nearly stolen away by Russell and out of bounds with 13:15 left here in the second half. Don't delay. Bid today at Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. They sell anything and everything from vehicles, heavy equipment, collectibles, and more. Bid, buy, and sell with Wisconsin Surplus, wisconsinsurplus.com. Nichols, bounce pass inside. There's the two.
Great play by the senior.
That goes to Connor Kalinske for the two, and the first two for the Cards in the second half.
Prescott trying to respond after that one.
Yeah. And 6 points for Connor on the night. And there's the shot from the deep left corner and a whistle and a foul. And it's going to be foul number two on Kalinske. And the first team foul on either team in the first 5 minutes of the second half. And there's the inbound pass to the dangerous Kobe Russell. They've shut him out in the second half. But some of the other guys have stepped up like Ian Miller and then knocking it away. And it's going to stay Prescott ball. But good hard-nosed defense for the Cards there.
They're playing hard D. I just think down below they're just getting beat here and there with those small little quick easy passes from Prescott.
Well, that was important to get that inbounds pass from Nichols to Kalinske because it got Chahai into the screen. There's a steal on the pass. And so Prescott with their first turnover of the second half.
Chahai's responding a little bit.
And down low Kalinske and a
foul.
Yeah, it's going to be offensive against the Cardinals. And so Connor Kalinske gets his third. And that offensive foul, unfortunately, functions as a turnover as well. The 13th for the Cards, the 7 for Prescott. That's part of why Chai is down by 7 with 12:40 left in regulation here from the Birdcage. Chai looking for their first win of the season against a 14-8 Prescott squad. And Kobe Russell going baseline. And, oh, if Connor Kalinske got it, it's his fourth. And he just did. He got his fourth foul, a 6'2 junior. And he's going to go to the bench right now, and Conrad Gebauer will come in. So he wrapped up a couple of there in a hurry.
Yeah, back-to-back fouls in a, what, 30-second span?
Yeah.
30-second span?
And Kobe Russell on the outside, and there's the shot from the southpaw, missing, no good from the corner, Monteith. And out of bounds, it's going to stay Prescott ball. Now, Connor's built real well. I don't know. Connor, where does he play in football?
I don't think he plays football.
Wow, he looks like a football player.
I know, it's surprising. He should play football. A lot of these kids on the basketball team are very, I could say, could probably do a really good job on football.
Yeah. You are a terrific player. So.
Thank you.
All right, and you're going to look to play at Augustana.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. Can't wait to be over there.
And a driving basket is good for Barrett Temmers, and he's got 10 points in the game now, and the lead goes back to 9 for Prescott at 42-33. On top, Von Hayden. Grant will drive, looking for his first basket of the night, hits the side of the backboard, no. Prescott out of there with it. Max Monteith down the floor, gets it to Kobe Russell. Russell hasn't scored in the second half, seeing his teammates step it up, though. Ian Miller back to Russell on the left wing. 11:50 left in regulation. Russell, good drive, no good. Rebound out of there with it is Gebauer. Ahead, he gets it to Von Hayden. Right side and into the game for the Cards, Carter Berg, the 6'3 junior for the first time tonight with Kalinske on the bench with the four fouls. Driving Von Hayden, back to Gebauer. Driving to the left corner. There's Colin Nichols, spin move in the paint. Contact, no whistle, and a foul. And Nichols to the free throw line where he shoots 65%. Connor with 2 points on the night, had one field goal in the first half. And the foul is on Ian Miller, second personal, and just the first team foul. Boy, as aggressive as Prescott's played on defense, they've gone 6.5 minutes till they get their first foul from these three refs here in the second half. First one is up and good by Nichols. Love to see that from him on senior night, where it's a great tribute read to him, and you can tell how much he's appreciated, not just by the program, but by the school, right?
Absolutely. I mean, great student section show out today. I mean, there's a lot of guys here to cheer him on and show their appreciation for Colin.
He hit the first free throw, so it's back to an 8-point game. Again, the Cards looking to get warmed up here on the offensive end and put the clamps down defensively. No problem on both free throws. Colin up to 4 on the night. It's a 7-point game. Prescott basketball into the forecourt left to right. Kobe Russell knocked away briefly by Dylan Bat. Yeah, Kale, not afraid, the sophomore. And Coach Prue calling out encouragement for his guys defensively. Russell having some trouble with the dribble.
Pressure on.
Dylan Bat, really good pressure. And a timeout is called by head coach Nick Johnson Prescott. He wants to talk it over. We're back in a minute on FM 103.1 WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and the live video stream on our Will Go Sports YouTube channel.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, Royal's 4.25% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 2/1/25.
Time left, 11:06 to go. Chi High trailing 42-35. Prescott basketball. They go with a new player, Will Packard, a 6'1 senior, getting his first action tonight. Number 12, getting it off to Max Monteith, and then nearly stolen away by the Cards, but Prescott recovers.
Kale's playing great defense
He's got a great wingspan. As Dylan Beck, the 6'3 sophomore. And the clock stopped with 10:52 left, and Cale's going to get his second foul of this game. Fourth team foul for the Cards in the second half. Prescott has just one.
I mean, Cale's bound to get a foul eventually for how tough a defense he's playing right now.
Yeah. You want to make sure to be as wise as possible with those.
Absolutely.
He's got the two right now. Kalinske on the bench with four for Chippewa. Again, we're approaching the midway point in less than 2 minutes here in the second. Short on the three-point attempt and the rebound to the Cardinals. And a foul on Prescott, and it's going to go on 22, Emmett Otto. And I believe that's just his first of the night.
Indeed, his first.
All right, the Cards now. Chance to cut into the seven-point lead. As Prescott's headed up as big as nine, the Cards led early by eight at 9-1. Deep right corner, Carter Berg playing some catch with Grant Von Hayden right now. Bounce pass down low, intended and stolen away. Intended for Gebauer, and the Cardinals' 14th turnover. Kobe
Seems
Russell.
Like, Carter Berg didn't like that little kick he did there.
Yeah, and the Cardinals now trying to step up their defense. And Kobe Russell, right baseline, contact, basket no good. It's going to be a charge on Russell. So Kobe Russell, second personal, the 6'1 junior at 13 in the first half. He's been shut out at half number two. And that is a turnover on Prescott as well. Offensive foul, and Chi High gets it. Again, opportunity here. Well, I'd love a three-pointer here, Jackson, if you could get it down to 4 points.
Absolutely. I mean, Chi High's still in this thing. They're playing strong defense right now. They keep Prescott at 42. Let's see if they can make something happen on offense.
You know what? Look at it. The truth is, one field goal in the second half, Connor Kalinske, two free throws, Colin Nichols, and that's it. So, again, it's been a hard-nosed defense, defensive half in the 8-plus minutes we've played. Von Hayden for three. Off the rim, no good. And the rebound coming away to Monteith for Prescott. And a Chi-High foul after the rebound. And it goes on. And that's what I'm saying. For Cale, I don't think that was a smart foul.
No.
Didn't need that one that far for the basket. 9:35 left here in regulation. Prescott with a ball. Open teammate. Russell finds him. Then Kobe calls for it back. They kick it into the deep left corner. And they're working around on the outside. Oh, open. And he was able to eye up the basket before he hit that one. Emanato is dangerous. He's got three threes on the night and 10 points. And he was far too open. 10-point lead, their biggest of the night. Kyle Dillenbeck. Offense has just not been there for the Cards in the second half. Just one field goal. 4 points total. Dillenbeck in that right corner. But credit Prescott. In 9 minutes, they've held the Cards to 4 points. Whereas they've stepped up with 12 of their own, growing a two-point half line to 10. Nichols on senior night. 8:45 left in regulation. Cardinal ball on the attack, right to left, down by 10. Von Hayden's going to shoot another three. Just graces the rim. Out of there with it. Colin Nichols gets the offensive rebound. There's Munson. No good.
Just slips out of the basket.
Could have really used that one. And still down 10, 8.5 minutes to go. Into the forecourt comes Monteith. Gets it to Russell. He cuts through a couple of defenders, puts up an acrobatic shot, and draws the foul with 8:21 to go. And it's going to go on Grant Von Hayden, his
second.
And Russell goes to the line where he's a 69% free throw shooter. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. All right, so the first free throw, no good for Russell. And he is 1-for-3 on the night tonight. And Dylan Beck checks out for the Cards. And a couple of subs in for Prescott as well. Second free throw from Russell is good. His first points of the second half makes it a 46-35 game. All right, still time for the Cardinals, but got to get that offense going. 8:15 left in regulation. Chai down by 11. Von Hayden to Kobe Twyman in the deep right corner. Misses that one, grazed the backboard. And it's just not there for the Cards shooting-wise. 10 minutes we've played in the second half and just 4 points.
I think they've missed around, what, four threes from, I'd say, so far?
I can tell you we don't have a lot in the highlight department. We've got one highlight. Well, they only have one basket, so there we go. And they're talking to Nick Johnson on the Prescott side, and it's an offensive foul going on 22 Emmett Otto, and that's going to be his second. And the ninth turnover on Prescott with 7:50 left in regulation. So can the Cards get some momentum out of this?
I think they can. I think they got some. I hope they got something planned here.
Yeah. Kobe Twyman on the outside. The freshman had 7 points in the first half. Kobe going with number one for Chippewa Falls. And trying to get Gebauer on that right side. Posting low post as it blocked. Good block by Ian Miller, who's had a whale of a second half. And the Cards have, boy, just in a rough, I heard it was a rough second half last night too. And there's the drive, no good. Missed that time by Barrett Temmers. And the following before Gebauer, helped up by Colin Nichols.
First foul on Temmers.
And Temmers gets called for the foul.
His third.
So that shows they're aggressive. Now, they've had a number of these charges, if you will. Yeah. And so, but the Cards, can they capitalize here? Into the, again, 7:10 to go in regulation. We're running out of time. Sand going through the hourglass. And down low, shot up and in by Munson. There we go. That makes it a 9-point game with just under 7 minutes to go. And now Prescott trying to capitalize at their end. And the drive and the basket good and a foul for Kobe Russell. And he'll go to the line, his first field goal of the second half. Makes it 48-37.
Got the layup and now he's going to get two.
Yeah, Russell at the... mentioned a 69% free throw shooter and hits that one. So remember, he came on strong at the end of the first half, and now he's coming on strong here at the latter part of the second half as well. He's up to 17 points, and they lead at 49-37 with 6:40 left in regulation. Twyman on top, Von Hayden back to Kobe. Cardinals 6 points in the second half, have been outscored 16-6. So a 2-point deficit's gone to 12. Colin Nichols passed down low to Munson, knocked out of bounds. Good defense by Kobe Russell for Prescott. It'll stay Chai ball.
Cardinals got to get something going here. I mean, they're a little cold now. They're fired up at the end of that first half of the 3-pointer by Munson, but now they're just kind of dying out. Just like in yesterday's game against Menominee.
49-37 Prescott. There's the pass on top to Twyman. Working in the left corner to Nichols. Like to see him get some more opportunities. He's a good 3-point shooter. I think Twyman had 41%, Munson had 39%. We were looking at those percentages before the game. But boy, it was such a terrific first half played by the Cards, and it just hasn't been there for them as much as we approach the 6-minute mark. Dylan back down low, puts it up and in. Good job by Kale, makes it a 10-point game. 49-39. Prescott with the ball and a 10-point lead. And there's the drive off the glass, no good by Russell, but the rebound comes down to Ian Miller, and then the save by Von Hayden, but he's able to save it into the backboard, behind the backboard.
Kale's got to play a little bit more conservative here since he's on 4 fouls here.
Connor Kalinske?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Inbound pass to Miller. And Prescott working it around on the outside. Down low. Kobe Russell's going to put it in. Boy, there's something about him, the lag part of the half. He just just comes alive.
Must be his game plan.
And again, he came in, he surpassed his average of 17.2. So he's up to 19 now on the night to lead all scorers. And Chippewa down 12 with 5:15 to play. Colin Nichols on the outside behind the three-point line. Twyman will penetrate, cutting through defenders, whistle, and a travel called on Kobe. Hey, Chippewa Auto Body and Service is here to help. Located behind Burger King, Chippewa Auto Body and Service is your local choice for vehicle repair, body work, tires, and beautiful detailing. Free car wash with every oil change. Chippewa Auto Body and Service. 5 minutes to go. Prescott ball in a 12-point lead. Their biggest of the night. Twyman on the good defense there and then trying to double up in the corner. Nick Johnson wants a timeout. We'll take a break as well. 4:50 to go. And we'll come back in half a minute here on WOGO and our live video stream on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the midsize SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Stick around later for the post-class post-game show here on WOGO. And there's a three-pointer rattling out for Emmett Otto. Cardinals with the ball now, down 12, 4:35 to go. On Hayden into the forecourt. There's Munson going to shoot the three off the front iron. No. Rebound is Dylan Beck. He falls to the floor. No travel called. Twyman shot put up and off the mark. No. Colin Nichols with the rebound. Finds Munson another three. Got it.
There he goes.
The Cards within nine. Timeout. Jay Spru will take a break as well. Back in 30 seconds. WOGO. Cards down nine. Looking for the full court press.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
And Jackson Bolin, along with Caleb Swenson, providing the video on our live WOGO Sports YouTube channel, the video stream. And Chai down nine, looking for the full court press. You could tell it seemed like Coach Pruitt said, hey, be open to shooting the threes because Munson shot two, and why not? He's a 39% three-point shooter. And then immediately another timeout to set up the full court press. But Prescott busts that here with 4:10 to play in regulation.
Won't lie, I thought Cards were going to go 0-for-3 on three-pointers there.
Yeah, good to see that last one. Cutting it back to a nine-point game. But need a stop here. Inside of 4 minutes now. Been doing some talking in the office about the fact that there's still no shot clock in Wisconsin. A lot of states have a shot clock, about 30 seconds or so. But not here. They've still chosen not to have it. And a lot of coaches would like to see it. Missed shot down low by Miller. Cards out of there with a rebound. Munson gets it ahead to Von Hayden. Grant will drive into the paint. He finds Nichols in the right corner. He drives into the lane, but stolen away by Kobe Russell. So dangerous. Russell's going to lay it in at the other end.
What a layup by Russell.
And he's up to 21 on the night now, and it's a 53-42 game. So down 11 again. And time running out with 3:15 to go. Nichols on top. Gets it to Dylan Beck for the Cards. He'll drive, get it right side to Munson. The deep right corner, Von Hayden. Ball knocked out of bounds. 3:05 to play. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Nichols looking to get it in. Bounce pass. Dylan Beck out of bounds. Lost it. And it's going to stay Chai High ball. 3:04 to go. Cards down 11. We're down just two at the half, 33-31. But Prescott has owned the second half. Von Hayden for three. Ooh. Off the rim, no good. Rebound coming down to Ian Miller. Again, we've called his name a lot here in the second half. He scored their first two buckets and has stepped up with rebounds and defense. 2:50 to go, and Prescott into a bit of a delay, it seems, here. Into the deep right corner, getting it to Monteith, and they're going to miss the shot down low, and out of there with the rebound is Munson. And Nichols down the court for the Cards. On top, Von Hayden. Grant.
Looking for something to do here.
Getting to Dylan Beck. On top, Munson. Dylan Beck. Cale, the sophomore, loses his dribble a little bit, and then fighting for it with number 10, Ian Miller again. How many times do we keep calling his name, huh?
A lot. He's been very dominant.
He's a guy off the bench, too, I'll tell
you.
Yeah,
he's been very dominant in this second half.
Yep, contributing in a lot of ways. And Von Hayden, an open three, and is going to airball that one. And Prescott with it with 2:14 to go and an 11-point lead. Towards the timeline, they get it across. Miller, and not in a hurry now, up by 11.
Cards playing man defense down below.
Yeah. And in the deep right corner, Miller again, the double team on top to Monteith. So Prescott looking to go to 15-8. The seeding is tomorrow for all five WIAA divisions for boys. The girls, it's already out there. Later we'll give you the WOGO sports calendar, which you can always learn about at wogo.com. But I can tell you that we got a foul on Chahai, stopping the clock, 1:48 to go. Looking forward. Next up after tonight, it's Chahai Hockey, the postseason sectional semifinal at Hobbs against Oakland Memorial. 6:35 pregame with Greg Stewart and Connie Feedy here on WOGO. And, of course, the live video stream on our new Wogo Sports YouTube channel is the first one good by Monteith, his first points of the second half, 53% free throw shooter, and misses the second. I'm sorry, Monteith, I was wrong. Yeah, Monteith, yeah, misses Monteith. The second one. All right, it's a 12-point game again. Matches their biggest lead at 54-42. 1:40 to go, 100-second mark. Von Hayden driving into the paint. Off glass, no good. Whistle, and Grant draws the foul. And we'll head to the line where he's a 33% shooter as Temmers gets his fourth. 1:35 to go. Von Hayden will get to shoot two in the act of shooting here. First one is up and off the mark, no good. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin and their great team are ready to serve you on County Highway I in Chippewa Fulton. Read testimonials in the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page.
The second, no?
Yeah. And the second one, no good for Grant. And the Cards still down 12 with a minute and a half to go. Chippewa, two more games in the regular season schedule next week. But the seeding will come out on Sunday. They'll know who they'll face. Likely to travel. You know, the girls are going to Oshkosh. The boys thinking that may be a destination in their future.
Heard some talk about them having to play the Rapids, I think.
Ah, okay. We'll have to wait and see how it all.
Find out tomorrow.
It would be like a 16-17
yeah.
game. So. 1:13 to go. And
Grant
the foul.
With his third.
Yep. Third one for Grant, the 5'11 junior. And it sends Barrett Temmers to the line, the 5'10 senior. Rattles that out there, no good. The rebound, Ian Miller. Again, he's had a lot of rebounds, good defense, some steals, a couple of hoops to start the scoring in the second half. And, you know, just when the second half, all of a sudden the Cards fell behind early, you know, in that second half, 37-31 before, no, it was 40-31 and 42-33. And just Chai was really not even within 5 points most of the second half with 1:05 to go. And the free throw off the mark, no good for Monteith again. As foul was on Twyman, his second. 65 seconds to go, and the next one is up and off the mark. So Monteith may want to work on those free throws where he's a 53% shooter. All right, Twyman, a little contact, and we're going to get a foul on Monteith at the other end. That'll be his fourth. And Twyman to the line for the 1-1. Kobe's been shut out in the second half. He had 7 points in the first half.
A lot of fouls this game, I will say that. Wow.
You know, having said that, though, I think it started very slow with fouls in the second half as he hits the first free throw.
I agree.
But then, yeah, they've picked up. So Twyman with 8 points now. 58.7 seconds left, and Brady Paul, the 5'11 sophomore, heads to the scorer's table for the Cards. Second free throw is off the mark for Kobe. And, ooh, it looks like Dylan Beck got away with one there. It's going to be Prescott across the timeline inside of 50 seconds. We got a whistle, and Brady Paul says, can I get my 50 seconds? And the foul goes on Dylan Beck, his fourth. And it sends Emmett Otto to the line, where he's a 69% free throw shooter. And the first one is up and got it. Otto has 11 points in the night. He had three threes, so one of the better three-point shooters on this Prescott squad. They lead at 55-43. Second one is good. All right, 56-43. Biggest lead of the night for Prescott.
40 seconds left in this game.
Von Hayden right baseline, puts up a tough shot, no. And fighting for it, Dylan Beck. And the possession arrow going Prescott's way.
Check in for Chi High, number 13.
Yeah, there's sophomore Brady Paul in for Kobe Twyman. Coach Aaron Canez kind of trying to encourage him. And there's the steal on the pass, and there's the drive by Cale Dellenbeck, and he gets fouled with 33 seconds left.
So the Max Monteith's fifth.
So Monteith is out, number two, and them, the 6 foot junior, finishes with 4 points on the night. And that'll do it for him. He's one of their starters. And into the contest for them is number 11, Teddy Burnick, and the free throw from Dylan Beck is no good. Kale with
seven, I believe.
Seven on the night. And the second one is good. So 8 points now for Kale. Final 30 seconds for the Cardinals. As Prescott with the ball and a 12-point lead. And
Brady's in his first.
A lot of fouls here down the stretch.
Oh, yeah.
Back and forth, and sends Ian Miller back to the line. As you said, yeah, Brady Paul, first personal. Cards into the double bonus. That one's off the mark for Miller, badly. Well, the Cards were down 33-31 at halftime. It was a terrific first half. I'd encourage you to go back and watch it on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel. Second half hasn't been as fun.
No.
As Chai has been outscored 23-13 and trail it by 12. Second free throw, no good. And out of the rebound is Cale Dillenbeck. Final 20
Munson
seconds.
Three.
Munson airballs it.
Airballed it.
And out of there with it is Emmett Otto for Prescott. They get it down the floor. Final 12 seconds, looking to just run out the clock.
Yep.
With Teddy Burnick on the dribble, and Chahal let him do it. And that will do it for this contest. It's going to go to Prescott. They go to 15-8. The Cards go to 0-22. Back with the postgame in 3 minutes on WDOGO and a live video stream on our Wogo Sports YouTube channel.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims on all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippa Auto Body and Service, behind Burger King in Chippa Falls. Visit chippa-auto.com. Meet the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons and take advantage of our in-house financing. American Marine also has the parts and accessories you need to keep you out on the water in the warm summer breeze. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation.
Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
This is the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by the great folks at Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. And head coach Jason Prue, good enough to join us in the post game. Well, again, it was a terrific first half.
Yeah, first half we played well. They hit a couple of threes, and I thought our adjustment in the second half was better. We were able to get out on some of those with some things, but I just feel offensively we all kind of went cold at the wrong time, yeah. And that's for all our good shooters to not be hitting together is kind of goofy. Usually somebody is hitting, and that just didn't happen tonight.
Is it part of a back to? I mean, Munson even hit that three right before the half, and so that was certainly a great way to go into the half, yeah. But. I mean, two games in two nights, I know.
So. Yeah, I mean, and that's tough, but at this time of the year, that's not the issue. We're conditioned, we were ready to play back-to-back, and the shots just didn't go, and that's the way it is sometimes.
Hmm. Again, I encourage the folks, I mean, go back and watch that first half on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel. I thought it was a good, fun, exciting first half of basketball. Unfortunately, the game extended and it didn't go quite that way. So, Coach, seeding meeting tomorrow, and two regular season games left, right?
Yeah. So we're going to finish the season strong. We're gonna practice hard. We're gonna play hard, and continue to grow and see what happens here in the last couple weeks.
Yeah. And just in closing, I mean, I've been a while since I did a game. I mean, you continue to see. I mean, you got one senior, and I want you to be able to talk about him, Colin Nichols, here on the way out. So maybe say something here about Colin.
Yeah. We only have the one senior, but the one senior is great. Having him around, and it's in. It's not about what shows up in the box score. It's what we see every day on and off the court. He helps us in practice. He leads us in practice. He keeps guys together off the court. And he's a big, huge leader in the building, too, not just basketball. He's involved in a ton of different things. And he has some awesome senior friends that came and supported him, and that's awesome to see. So we really appreciate those guys coming to watch Colin, and you can really tell what Colin means to this school and this community.
But having said that, again, his leadership, his example, he's kind of showed the underclassmen this is the way it's done. And so, but I've seen a lot of growth and development with a lot of these guys.
Yeah, and I mean, they're young. They're going to continue to get experience, and that was our biggest weakness coming in was inexperience. And we've had a year of experience now, so hopefully now the last couple weeks we've shown flashes of some good stuff, and continue to grow on that and finish it on a high note and see what we can do here.
All right, Coach, thanks so much for your time throughout the season, and we wish you the best.
All right, thank you.
All right, Head Coach Jason Prue here on WOGO and live video stream on our Wogo Sports YouTube channel. Let's take another three-and-a-half-minute timeout back after this.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
In the deep left corner, Chafee. She goes left baseline, puts up the shot, and good. And Chafee hits another one.
Peeled off a wall by Lindstrom, and she'll hand it back for
more. Oh, Lucas going to win it!
Advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Yep, it's cold. That long overdue bathroom remodel from Burzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Burzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Post-Glass post-game show continues on WOGO after a 56-44 Prescott win over Chi High tonight. For commercial or residential glass, recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, PostGlassAndMirror.com. Well, we heard from head coach Jason Prue, senior night, and Colin Nichols. Great words said about him before the game by the coach, the public address announcer reading a prepared statement. And also we hear from the coach in the post game. And so sad to see his campaign wide down here in athletics and academics, but a bright future for him, too.
Absolutely. I mean, the kid's he's an amazing kid. He's the definition of what a Chi High student should be.
Student athlete.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, he has everything right in the classroom, everything right out on the court, the field, for football. I mean, he's just an amazing human being, and it's going to be sad to see him go.
Tonight we're starting the Be Like Colin campaign.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so later we'll get to the stats in terms of the Hovey names, you know, stats recap. But right now let's go to some of those highlights from half number one. Particularly, we have some from half number two, but a little more difficult in the scoring department there. 13th for the Cards, to 7 for Prescott. That's part of why Chi High is down by 7 with 12:40 left in regulation here. From the Birdcage, Chi High looking for their first win of the season against a 14-8 Prescott squad. And Kobe Russell going baseline. And oh, if Connor Kalinske got it, it's his fourth. And he just did. He got his fourth. My apologies. That was half number one I was queued up to, and I thought I was queued up to I was actually half number two. I thought I was queued up to half number one. We will get to the second half highlights, of which, again, not quite as many as half number one, which we really, really enjoyed here on WOGO. A reminder, we've got exciting high school hockey coming your way on Tuesday night, 6:35, the pregame with Greg Stewart and Connie Feedy as Chi High at Eau Claire Memorial for the sectional semifinal. Here we go. Highlights. With it to the other end, Twyman in the deep right corner on top to Nichols. 14:40 to go here first half. Colin backs things out, slows it down, and kicks it into the deep left corner. Twyman's shot is good, and the Cardinals lead it 9-1. Across the timeline, Von Hayden in a 10-8 game now. So the Cardinal lead from 7 down to 2. Dillenbeck out on top. works it down the lane all the way down and spins it in. Dillon back for the two, and the Cards go up 12-8. Highlights from half number one here on the post-class post-game show on WOGO. Here, Nichols up on top. They work it into the corner. Twyman open for three, and the Cards get the lead back at 18-16. And Von Hayden into the forecourt. 5:40 left here, first half. It's been a terrific first half. Von Hayden right baseline. Boy, he had a little opportunity, I thought, Jackson, didn't he? He could have gone right in there.
I thought he was going to go for the point.
Yeah, and there's a deflected pass. Nichols down low for two, and the Cards get the lead back at 20-18. And one more great highlight from half number one. We thought it was going to propel the Cards to a little bit more success in the second half. Gives them a five-point lead at 33-28. Final seconds, get a shot off. They get it off to Kalinske. There's the shot from Munson, and he got it!
What a shot by Munson!
Oh, yes! So that was an exciting way to end half number one, but for the Cards in the second half, scoring was hard to come by.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
It was just kind of like last game. I mean, yesterday. I mean, yeah, it's a doubleheader that they had to play, but,
right.
You know, last game they struggled in the second half as well. They kept it very close to Menominee after the first half. I mean, I think it was 2 points, 3 point
yeah.
difference.
Yeah.
But kind of the same thing here. But
let's give some more highlights here we found from the second half.
Cool.
Nichols, bounce pass inside, there's the two.
Great play by the senior.
That goes to Connor Kalinske for the two. All right, so the Cardinals, again, that was their lone basket in the second half for quite a while. They did get in regulation. We're running out of time. Sand going through the hourglass. And down low, shot up and in by Munson.
There we go. Munson. Yesterday's game against Menominee.
49-37 Prescott. There's the pass on top to Twyman. Working in the left corner to Nichols. Like to see him get some more opportunities. He's a good three-point shooter. I think Twyman at 41%, Munson at 39%. We're looking at those percentages before the game. But, boy, it was such a terrific first half played by the Cards, and it just hasn't been there for them as much as we approach the six-minute mark. Dillon back down low, puts it up and in. With the rebound. Finds Munson, another three. Got it.
There he goes.
The Cards within nine. All right, so those are some of the highlights in our post-class post-game show here on WOGO. We'll take our last time out, and when we come back, the Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap, and also we've got the WOGO sports calendar to look ahead to as well. Stick around for that as we close things out here on the Saturday night. Chihai losing at home to Prescott, 56-44.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, Royal's 4.25% annual percentage yield 12-month certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open now at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 2/1/25. Insured by NCUA.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
tell you what, we're going to break up these breaks. So a little bit more with you. And that is the Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats Recap here on the Post Glass Post Game Show. Post Glass and Mirror now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. Time for the Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Caldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since way back in 2000. Yeah, quarter century. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. All right, so the stats here unofficially tonight. Again, Chi High in the first half had an 8-point lead at 9-1. They trailed at the half 33-31, but the scoring down for both teams in the second half, the final 56-44. Prescott goes for 23 in the second half, the Cards with just 13. And so the offense, as Coach Pruce said in the postgame, just not there for to have all the shooters go south. That was the problem. We'll get you the Chi High. Give you the Chi-High scoring to start. Colin Nichols had unofficially 4 points. Kobe Twyman with 8-7 in the first half. Owen Munson getting some numbers there. Downstretch, he got into double digits. I don't know, what did you have, Owen?
I had 13 for Owen Munson.
There we go, 13 for Owen on the evening. And I believe that led all Chi-High scores. Grant Von Hayden came up scoreless tonight. Carter Berg also playing, as did Brady Paul. How about Conrad Gebauer?
I had Conrad at 5.
Okay, 5 points on the evening for him. I think Cale Dillenbeck finishes with 8, and Connor Kalinske also finishes with 6 on the night. Meanwhile, Kobe Russell, I mean, he kind of led the way for Prescott with 21 on the evening, and 4 for Max Monteith, 10 for Barrett Temmers, also 6 points for Ian Miller, but he played a whale of a game, especially the second half. Jackson Matzek with 3. And 12 points for Emmett Motto. But tough team. And, again, give credit to Prescott. They got 1,000 fewer students. But hard-nosed team, great basketball tradition, and getting the job done.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they played great. Great defense, great offense. All-around great game to Prescott today. Cards, they struggled a little bit in the second half. But, hey, not much you can do about that.
We're going to pay the bills one last break. And when we come back, that all-important WOGO sports calendar before we bid you goodnight.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the midsize SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Contact State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls for a free quote. MichelleMua.com.
Availability and amount of discounts and savings vary by state.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
You can use duct tape to fix a leaky boat, fashion a wallet, or patch a hole in your tent. But if you're using it to keep your side mirror attached to your car or keep that bumper from falling off, come into Chippewa Auto Body and Service and we'll get your car back in working order. We offer comprehensive assistance with insurance claims and all makes and models. Your satisfaction, our priority. With loaner vehicles, early or late night pickup, and full auto maintenance services, keep the duct tape in the drawer. Chippewa Auto Body and Service, behind Burger King in Chippewa Falls. Visit chippewa-auto.com. Meet the winter blues and dive into summer dreams at American Marine in Chippewa Falls. Discover huge savings on new and used boats and pontoons and take advantage of our in-house financing. American Marine also has the parts and accessories you need to keep you out on the water in the warm summer breeze. Whether you're into fishing, cruising, or sport boating, we have the perfect vessel waiting for you. Get ready to make waves this season at American Marine. Let's go boating.
Wrapping up the Post Glass Post Game Show, Mark Halverson and Jackson Boland. Caleb Swenson providing our video stream on our new WOGO Sports YouTube channel all night tonight. Let's check that WOGO Sports calendar as we get ready to say goodbye. What a hockey game. What a hockey week it was for Matt Luckowitz's crew as they win two, including the win over undefeated Stevens Point on the road 4-1 Thursday night. Now it's back to a familiar foe, Eau Claire Memorial. 6:35 the pregame with Greg Stewart and Connie Feedy. Drop of the puck Tuesday night at 7. What do you think, Jackson?
It's going to be a great one. I can't wait to be in the student section for that game. I mean, the whole team's hyped for it. The whole senior class, everyone, all the fans are super stoked for that game. I mean, yeah. It's going to be a great one. I mean, can't wait for that game.
Again, all of these broadcasts now, not only here on FM 103.1, but the live video stream on the new WOGO Sports YouTube channel. And that'll be great playoff intensity for that sectional semifinal. Chahai trying to go back to state as they did last year. And then Thursday night, it's the McDonald crossover game for the boys. We don't quite know for sure who that opponent is going to be. And that should be a 6:55 pregame here on WOGO. And then on Friday night, it's regional basketball as the McDonald girls awaiting the winner of Edgar and Colby. That game will be played Tuesday, and the Macs will host that game on Friday night. That'll be a 6:35 pregame as well here on WOGO. We also want to wish the best to the Chi High girls in action Tuesday night. That is a 6 o'clock start time at Oshkosh North. Chi-High, the 17 seed, Oshkosh North, the 16 seeding for tomorrow for the boys in all five divisions. And also Chi-High wrapping up their regular season. The boys look for a win here at Wausau West Tuesday night, and then close out the regular season Thursday night at New Richmond. That'll do it for us, Jackson. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, terrific. You have a bright future. Augustana in which Dakota?
South
Dakota. All right. Well, we wish you the best there. And tell us what you're going to major in.
I'm going to major in finance and business management, and then I'm going to minor in sports broadcasting.
Absolutely. Well, you get a good taste of that here tonight.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks as well to Caleb Swenson on the video end of things tonight and the live stream on our WOGO Sports YouTube channel, and as well to Gavin Bobey back at our WOGO studio. Chi-Hi losing this one to Prescott, 56-44. Thanks so much for listening again. We'll get the podcast up at WOGO.com, and you can access the video as well at the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Thanks so much. Take care. Don't miss Thursday night's hockey game, Tuesday night's hockey game, 6:35 here on WOGO, and good night.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi-High basketball at WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bobby of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolay Bank. Also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, Rust Proofers, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to Chi-High Cardinals basketball here on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming, already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.